For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we are joined this morning by, there is no bigger Broadway star, there is no greater legend of Broadway than André Deshields. From the original production of The Wiz, The Wiz. From the original Ain't Misbehavin'. From The Full Monty, where he was a pretend Buffalonian. And most recently in Hadestown, which was the biggest hit on Broadway until COVID happened. André Deshields, welcome to Theater Talk.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here, and doubly my pleasure to see you again, Tony.
Oh, thank you, André. It's so good to see you, too. And you have some Buffalo history.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Shall we talk about that for a moment?
Yes, sure.
My history in Buffalo began in 1996. Now, the magical link here is Drew Kahn.
On the faculty at Buffalo State.
Yes, who was a student of mine in 1990-1991. He was a member of the third year graduating class, and it was the tradition there that the chair of the department, before the class graduated, would do something special for them. And since I had been a classmate of the chair of the department at the University of Wisconsin, he thought it was special enough to invite me there as the Orga H. Meadows Distinguished Visiting Professor, and I would create something for the 12 third-year graduates. In that class was Drew Kahn.
There you go.
Yes, that was 1990. Drew Kahn asked me a deeply significant question while I was there. Now, keep in mind, I was the instructor, he was the student. And he asked me, Mr. Deshields, what are you doing here? Why aren't you starring in some Broadway play or some Hollywood movie? And I responded to him, now you can't hear this on the radio, but I'll describe what I'm doing. I stroked one hand with the other, indicating that there's a problem with systemic racism in this country.
Ah.
And it's going to take me time to achieve what I deserve.
Okay.
Drew responded to me, well, when I have my theater, I'm going to discover you. And I'm thinking, oh, young man, you have a lot to learn. Now we fast forward to 1996. Drew is now chair of the drama department at Buffalo State College. My phone rings. I answer it. Hello, this is André. Mr. Deshields, this is Drew. I have founded my theater at Buffalo State College. It's called Oasis, right?
It was called Oasis, yes.
And my debut show is Death of a Salesman. And you're my Willie Loman.
There you are.
The rest is history.
Right. I notice you always included among your credits the Willie Loman.
Yes, because it was the first time in my 52-year career that dancer didn't precede my name.
Ah.
Whoever reviewed the play said, actor André Deshields. So that was a graduation for me.
Sure.
Buffalo, a trendsetter.
Buffalo, a trendsetter. And Drew became my mentor.
Well, by your pupils, you'll be taught. But also, André has an honorary doctorate from Buffalo State. But in the same year, as my brother-in-law from Wisconsin always reminds me, also from Wisconsin. Go W, he says.
Yes. My alma mater. But it happened in the same year. Wisconsin bestowed the degree on me in May of 2004, followed by Buffalo State in September 2004.
Lovely.
So, André, I won't give out your age on the radio, but...
Well, I will.
Okay, you can. How old are you, and what is the secret of your longevity?
On January 12th, 2021, I celebrated my 75th Earth year.
There you go.
So there you go. I'm not old. I'm just black.
So if you're not old, what's the secret of your longevity?
Okay, here it goes. Now, you are referencing my Tony acceptance speech.
Yes.
On Sunday, June 9th, 2019. After we had been cautioned that if you are lucky enough to be the winner, you only have 90 seconds to deliver your speech. And I had experienced too many of my colleagues, having been fortunate before me, use their 90 seconds trying to thank 100 people. I learned from that, and I thought, when it's my turn, I'm going to have prepared this wisdom bomb that I can drop on the audience, like my personal IED. So when they called my name, I shared this with the audience and maybe 9 million viewers. There are 3 cardinal rules to my sustainability and longevity. Cardinal rule number 1, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Cardinal rule number 2, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And cardinal rule number 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. Keep climbing.
Fabulous.
And it went viral. It went viral.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
How could it not? And when you were accepting the Tonys, you looked fabulous, as
Thank you.
Where do you get those clothes?
It was a frock coat.
It's a frock coat?
Yeah.
Okay. And where did it come from?
All of my clothes are bespoke.
Made exclusively for you?
They are designed for my body, and they are handmade. So
fabulous.
There you have it.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, Andre, when the pandemic is over, you were starring on Broadway in your Tony Award-winning performance in Hadestown, and then, poof, it's gone. Is the plan for it to come back?
Yes.
And if it comes back, will you be in it?
First of all, let me talk about the plan to come back. Of course, as you know, all Broadway shows have many investors, but there are only a few people who can literally call themselves producers. We have 4 producers, and monthly we have a Zoom meeting. It is our individual choice whether we join the meeting. But the reason for the meeting is so that the 4 producers can say to us, not if, but when Hadestown returns to Broadway, we want you all to return with us. We have been absent from Broadway for, about 18 months now. And each of us feels confident that when the show returns after Labor Day 2021, we will have a job if we want it.
So then the next question would be whether you want it.
I want to return to Hadestown because of cardinal rule number 3. The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. Keep climbing. I haven't reached the top of the Hadestown mountain.
Oh.
Yeah, Hadestown, you were good to it, but it was also good to you.
Yes.
Well, you won a Tony Award. How do you define the top of the Hadestown mountain then?
The Tony Award is the tangible symbol of the personal success that I have been in the process of achieving for 50 years. It is an example of that adage, you reap what you sow. So in 2019, the seeds I had been sowing for 50 years offered me an abundant harvest. Part of that harvest was finally getting an opportunity to be the erudite individual that I am in my personal life, but which Broadway had no use for many years. Again, I'm a black man. They want me to dance, they want me to sing, they want me to sweat and fall on my knees, which I did. I had always wanted to be loved for my intellect, for my mastery of the English language, for my ability to tell a story deeply enough to transform individual lives. And Hadestown gave me that opportunity. However, as we all know, it was interrupted. We didn't reach 1 year anniversary. In 6 months, we were so successful that we repaid the initial capital investment of the producers.
Wow.
But we didn't have an opportunity to celebrate our first anniversary. That's what I want to do before I can say it's time for me to move on and allow someone else who's champing at the bit to play Hermes to have his opportunity.
Sure.
Thank you for correctly saying champing at the bit, by the way. You're the first person I've heard in years. Get it right. Thank you.
Well, you heard me. You heard me catch myself because I almost said chomp, but then I realized, champing.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you want to let others follow in your footsteps, but could you convince the producers to take this on the road? And if that were to happen, would you be interested?
The producers have plans to take it on the road. As a matter of fact, in September of 2020, Hadestown was meant to have started its national tour. I am not interested in doing the national tour, with the exception of cities where I have a community. So I asked, through my talent representative, during the national tour, may I do Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago? And the producer's response was, no.
Ooh, really?
Yes, we have those kinds of conversations now. May I? No.
Wow. Hmm. That's the opposite of what I expected.
Me too.
Isn't that something? Sees what I know. Wow.
Well, Andre, it has been just a privilege and a joy talking with you today. Before we say goodbye, is there a thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes. I want to share with your listening audience that in spite of the devastation that the coronavirus has caused globally, those of us whose responsibility it is to perform and advocate chose not to act in panic,
right,
chose not to react in fear, and chose, rather than carpe diem, seize the day, carpe donum, which is seize the gift. In every situation of difficulty, of complication, things that are problematic, the problem is disguising a blessing. If you avoid the problem, if you give it perspective, it looms on the horizon as if it were insurmountable. If you approach the problem, it clarifies. You realize that it is porous. And before you know it, you're on the other side of it. So understand that the complication is a disguise of a gift, a blessing, a kind of abundance that keeps you moving forward. That's what I've done during these 18 months. I remain gainfully employed. I consider that I'm leading an anointed life. I count my blessings every day. And this is all a lead up to my next blessing, which is at the end of this month, April, I'm headed to St. Louis Shakespeare Festival.
Yes.
To, for a second time, essay the titular role in King Lear, which you know, Tony, I did initially in 2006 with the Classical Theater of Harlem.
Yes, I remember.
And I was celebrating my 60th birthday then. And I said to myself, in another 10 years, I want another go at this. I want another turn at the bat. It's 15 years later, and I have some life experience that I want to invest in Lear.
But hey, if you can still lift Cordelia, do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do it, yeah.
Fabulous. Well, St. Louis. Lucky St. Louis. Worth a trip.
I think we're talking road trip.
I'm thinking, yeah, I haven't been on a road trip. I would love to see King Lear.
Come on out.
That'd be fabulous. Well, Andre DeShields, thank you so much for visiting with us. It is so wonderful to see you, and we look forward to seeing you on the stage very soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.